Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. My radio partner, former player and coach Pete Bursich, is here with us in the Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. Before we take a look at Washington Redskins film, here's one thing I've come to know in the last 7 years about Pete Bursich, and you should know now. It is Salute the Service evening at Mall of America Field, and Pete Bursich is kind of a history buff in terms of military and armed forces. Yeah. What do you think about an evening like tonight? And what gets you into that so much?
Well, I think I've always admired the men and women who have served this country. Last March, I had the opportunity to go to Kuwait and cook some steaks for them as part of the Minnesota Army National Guard project. And it's you can't say thank you enough. I mean, freedom isn't free. People have to go out and actually work for it and pay the price for it. And it's been throughout the history of this country, it's been that way. And, you know, they don't do it necessarily for the pay. They don't do it because it's a safe job or an easy job. They do it because they love it. And I think that we need to let them know that we love them and everything that they've done for us.
And that's what that evening at Mall of America Field, thanks to the National Guard, is like tonight. Salute the Service evening. Now to a battle of less significance, but nevertheless a battle of a different sort. Vikings and Washington Redskins this evening. When you look at the Redskins on film off what we saw last year, Robert Griffin III, dazzling rookie. Give us an overview on the Redskins.
I think if you're looking at it, there's still a very solid run game. And that a lot of that is scheme. RG3 has become a little bit more of a pocket passer, not as much of a run threat. He's moving the ball between, you know, between the 20s, but they're having a hard time throwing the ball in the end zone. They had a lot of success last week running the football. We'll see that in a second. But they're still depending upon that run game, that ground and pound to get them moving around. Defensively, struggled against the pass earlier this season. They've gotten better, but they're not necessarily in the back end of a very physical bunch. And if we can get AP up to the second level, I think we're going to have a lot of success.
Analyst Pete Bursich, the Menards Film Room. Let's take a look at their Washington Redskins.
This play is the one that got us last year, I don't know how many times, and that's one of the reasons why we put it on. You have the play action front side, and it's just RG3 pulling up and hitting the tight end on a quick slant. They completed this play against us, I don't know how many times. We're going to have to figure out a way to stop it. But again, from the end zone, you see the linebackers, it's not a super easy play to diagnose. And by the time you realize it, you're too late. Because even here, the linebacker's turning and running to get under his coverage. Oh. If he would have opened up that way, maybe he could have gotten a little bit more in the window. But you're seeing the way RG3 can thread the needle.
What a good pass.
He does it so effortlessly. He finds the hole, puts the ball right where it needs to be. Okay, defensively. Again, they have struggled.
Phillip Rivers.
They have struggled against the pass. They've shorn that up a little bit. But what you're seeing here is another case of being physical downfield with the safeties and corners. This is where I think they're a little susceptible, especially here at safety. They don't have a lot of physicality at that position. Ooh. I mean, this is not how an NFL safety is supposed to come up and take on a block. The corner does his job turning it inside, inside out by the nickel. He's not really fighting to get across.
Oh.
They get through. You can see a very good view of this in the end zone. London Fletcher, been in the league forever, hasn't missed a game. He's as physical as they come. But the other guys around him, his safeties. I mean, you have a big offensive lineman here. What you don't do is that. You have to just pick a side and hope you pick the right one. A little cut block down here on London. Down he goes. And bam, they're in the end zone. Mm. So, again, it's the physicality down the field. Now, this is what's been plaguing this defense. They want to play some man-to-man. They want to play some two-man. A little communication here going. When you see a bunch set like this, a lot of times, he'll take the point, man. These two guys are looking at each other right now saying in and out, meaning I got first inside, you take first outside. Well, the problem is you got two guys chasing the crossing route. He's got him, the first guy outside. He's got the right guy. He's on the right guy. Uh-oh. So it's a total bust in coverage and communication. That's the part about this that's interesting. It's frustrating as a coach, is they got it. He sees it. This is the bunch. This is why they line up in a bunch, to stretch you horizontally. And then this guy, he doesn't know what he's doing. So some miscommunication. You can't do that kind of stuff in man-to-man. Luckily, the field is in one of the worst conditions that you'll find in the NFL, and the receiver couldn't keep his feet.
Two of the great young stars in the National Football League, Robert Griffin III and Adrian Peterson, do battle this evening. What will it take for the Minnesota Vikings to win this game this evening and snap the four-game losing streak?
You're going to have to stop Morris. You're going to have to stop the run. And I think that this is a game where you can make the quarterback make the throws. We've seen a lot of good passing quarterbacks the last couple weeks. RG3 is still one of the better ones. Pierre Garçon 172 yards last week, but no touchdowns. Mm. So again, they're moving the ball between the 20s, but you have to stop the run. If you stop the run, then they lose the bootleg, they lose the misdirection. It's not as effective. So making sure Morris doesn't have a great night is going to be the main thing.